Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, China thinks that Article 7 of the Convention is quite clear that it applies to state parties which are exposed to biological weapons attack as a result of violation. The assistance should be provided at the request of the affected state parties. Relevant discussion should strictly observe the provisions of the Convention concerning the scope and conditions of assistance. International assistance in situation of violation should not be mixed with the assistance for the general biosafety and biosecurity incidents. We understand the concerns of the parties on the humanitarian implications of biosecurity and biosafety incidents. However, before such incidents are qualified and at the request of the affected state parties, Article 7 may be invoked to provide assistance. We welcome WHO and OIE for playing an active role in public health and international humanitarian fields, and based on their respective mandates, provide assistance to at the request of state parties. We think that international assistance in situation of violation should not be linked with investigation on the breaches of the Convention. The discussion on the investigation of breaches runs outside the scope of the agenda item on international assistance in situation of violation. Investigation of breaches should strictly observe Article 6 and should be discussed and decided by the UN Security Council at its auspices, and so as to ensure the impartiality and objectivity of the procedure and outcome. We actively appraise the proposals of South Africa, the United Kingdom, India and France on strengthening Article 7. We welcome parties to arrive at specific measures on strengthening Article 7 on this basis. We support states parties to build capacity to respond to biosecurity and biosafety incidents based on their own conditions, and encourage international exchanges on technical expertise and experience on voluntary basis. We call on states parties to actively implement Article 10 so as to provide necessary assistance to the developing countries about biosafety and biosecurity capacity building. We are willing to continue to engage in